Tips on measuring and improving the effectiveness of your social media account. 132. Analyze how many of your customers came to you through your social media account. Run polls and surveys to know how many of your customers learned about your company through your social media account. This way, you will know if your social media venture is fruitful or not. 133. Blog regularly for better traffic. Making blog posts on a regular basis will keep people tuned into your page. It will increase traffic. After all, they will not regularly check a page that rarely makes blog posts. 134. Imagine that social media is like a story that you tell, and the characters in the story are your customers. 135. Do not always just talk about your company. Talk about the people that subscribe to you. If you speak about your subscribers and customers as well, they will feel that they are important and that they are involved. This will improve your relationship with them. 136. Use polls so you learn more about your customers. Polls let you know the preferences of your subscribers. This will give you an idea about your next marketing plans. 137. Try other smaller scale social media sites for localized marketing. If there is a local social media site in the area of your targeted market niche, consider opening an account there as well. This is to help you reach to more locals. 138. Offer a mobile check-in feature if it is compatible with your business. It is now getting popular that businesses allow their customers to order and/or check-in for services and/or products online. Offer this feature to open up to more customers. Tips on coming up with a good content. 139. Always stay updated about current events. Current events may give you ideas about the future of your market. Stay updated so you are not left behind in market changes. 140. Check the latest news in your field of business. You need to check for current events, but you need to focus more on news that involve your market niche. You can also make posts about these news events as long as you do not side with any group. 141. Regularly check Yahoo News. The homepage of Yahoo is one of the great places to find some of the juiciest and latest news. They also often feature business news. 142. Regularly read magazines that are related to your field. Magazines can give you a lot of ideas. For example, if your business is about fashion, then you should read a lot of fashion magazines. 143. Hire researchers if possible. Research is not an easy task, especially if it involves marketing and business. If you do not have the extra time for it, you can hire people to do it for you. 144. Think out of the box and come up with something unique. Try going out of your comfort zones once in a while. Think of new exciting ways to make your announcements and posts so that your subscribers are not bored. 145. If you need to recycle content, make sure it is redone from the bottom up. Sometimes, you just really run out of a fresh new content. While recycling is discouraged, sometimes it is the only thing that could save you. But if you must do this, make sure that you make it look new and different. 146. Ask your customers and subscribers what they want to see next. If you have no idea what your subscribers might like to see next, you can simplify things by asking them straight ahead. In fact, customers like it when you ask questions like, "What do you want to see next?" or "What do you want us to make for you next?" 147. Ask your affiliates what they want you to do next. Do not just ask your customers and subscribers. You should not forget about your affiliates, advocates, and influencers as well. Ask them. 148. Check your previous contents and check out what might be missing. You might think that you have already done almost everything. But check your profile again. You never know what you might discover that is missing. Tips on writing your comments and posts effectively. 149. Come up with a good title. Sometimes, subscribers will not even try to read if they see that a post is lengthy. So what should you do? Incite their interest by starting your post with a catchy and intriguing title. 150. Always use a catchy headline. If a title is inappropriate, Then simply start the sentence with a catchy and interesting first sentence. 151. Use the inverted triangle method of writing. In article writing, this means that you should write your articles by including all the important information in the beginning of the article. The concentration of information is higher in the beginning and gets fewer as the article ends.
170. Post interviews with a successful client. Do not just tell stories about a successful customer and/or client. Instead, you should probably post a video of an interview. This is a lot more convincing than just plain text. 171. Avoid recycling previous messages. You may have no choice but to recycle content in some instances. But avoid it if at all possible. Some users will still notice that a content is recycled even after a lot of editing and changes. 172. Avoid recycling multimedia elements. Not just words and articles, but multimedia content may also be recycled. But do so only when you have no choice. Also, you should edit it so that it is not recognizable as a recycled item. 173. Send out important newsletters to subscribers. Sometimes, subscribers just stop checking out your page and it is not even your fault. Maybe they just got busy for a period of time and forgot. In which case, it helps to remind them through newsletters. 174. Always use courteous greetings, daily if possible. On days when you have nothing to say, perhaps a simple good morning and good evening or happy lunchtime will do. You may also use greetings as an opening to any announcement. Your subscribers will like a courteous attitude. 175. Make sure your subscribers feel that they are always up to date. This is one of the advantages of making announcements and news regularly. Our subscribers will feel that they are not left out of the latest about your company. 176. Talk about latest trends which you know your subscribers will like and love to hear about.
170. Post interviews with a successful client. Do not just tell stories about a successful customer and/or client. Instead, you should probably post a video of an interview. This is a lot more convincing than just plain text. 171. Avoid recycling previous messages. You may have no choice but to recycle content in some instances. But avoid it if at all possible. Some users will still notice that a content is recycled even after a lot of editing and changes. 172. Avoid recycling multimedia elements. Not just words and articles, but multimedia content may also be recycled. But do so only when you have no choice. Also, you should edit it so that it is not recognizable as a recycled item. 173. Send out important newsletters to subscribers. Sometimes, subscribers just stop checking out your page and it is not even your fault. Maybe they just got busy for a period of time and forgot. In which case, it helps to remind them through newsletters. 174. Always use courteous greetings, daily if possible. On days when you have nothing to say, perhaps a simple good morning and good evening or happy lunchtime will do. You may also use greetings as an opening to any announcement. Your subscribers will like a courteous attitude. 175. Make sure your subscribers feel that they are always up to date. This is one of the advantages of making announcements and news regularly. Our subscribers will feel that they are not left out of the latest about your company. 176. Talk about latest trends which you know your subscribers will like and love to hear about. Tips on dealing with competition. 177. Check the social media site of your competitor. Who knows? Your competitor might have come up with a cool new idea to present ideas. Looking at the page of your competitor will give you more ideas which you can use together with your own original ideas. 178. Check the official homepage of your competitor. You can also take a look at the official webpage of your competitor to check out how they advertise their social media account. 179. Subscribe to the newsletter of your competitor. You can use your personal account for this. You can subscribe to the newsletters of your competitors to see what they are up to. This may also give you new ideas for your marketing strategies. 180. Avoid making negative statements about your competitor. Some may do this to demerit their competitors. But this is a dirty trick which many of your subscribers will recognize and hate. It will not be good for your image. 181. If your competitor posts anything against you, avoid getting lured into the trap answering back. A simple defense on your part to clarify false accusations will do. But do not return the favor of insulting back. If you do, you will appear as the good guy and your competitor will appear as the bad guy. People will also like how you just let it slide. 182. Avoid having things that are mockingly similar to that of your competitor. You check your competitors for ideas. But do not copy what their ideas. Do not post anything similar or use any idea that is exactly the same. At least, make some changes to it and make it your own. 183. Always be a step ahead. You cannot always be just copying ideas from your competitors. Instead, you have to take the lead. You have to be the trendsetter. 184. Check the number of hits your competitors have. This will let you know how well your competitor is doing compared to your performance. This will tell you if you need to improve your performance more.
Tips on making your social media account user-friendly. 193. Tell the designer to use a page design that works well on smartphones. Many people check and update their social media accounts regularly via their smartphones. So it will help if your blog page is optimized for smartphone viewing. 194. Avoid using scripts and content that might run only on the latest software. Some multimedia content require the latest plugins. Such multimedia contents might now be viewable to all people. So avoid using the most latest ones. 195. Avoid making a page that might upload too slowly. You need a good page design. However, your page designer must avoid using elements that might take time to load. Now all viewers have a good internet connection and some will not wait for a page that loads too slowly. 196. Keep things looking neat. It does not have to be the most stylish. What is important is that your page looks clean, nothing is out of place. 197. Keep the information organized. Elements and contents should be arranged and grouped properly. You should make it in a way that your subscribers will find things easily. 198. Use tabs, if possible, or divisions for different topics. This will allow you to separate different topics and/or discussions. It will help keep your contents organized without opening multiple social media accounts. 199. Avoid highfalutin words. Just keep it simple. Research shows that most internet users hate highfalutin words and they prefer a simple content. 200. Make your page easy to find. There are many ways to do this. Using SEO and having plenty of backlinks, for example, will make your page easier to find on the internet. You can hire an internet marketing specialist to do this for you.
Tips on making your social media account user-friendly. 193. Tell the designer to use a page design that works well on smartphones. Many people check and update their social media accounts regularly via their smartphones. So it will help if your blog page is optimized for smartphone viewing. 194. Avoid using scripts and content that might run only on the latest software. Some multimedia content require the latest plugins. Such multimedia contents might now be viewable to all people. So avoid using the most latest ones. 195. Avoid making a page that might upload too slowly. You need a good page design. However, your page designer must avoid using elements that might take time to load. Now all viewers have a good internet connection and some will not wait for a page that loads too slowly. 196. Keep things looking neat. It does not have to be the most stylish. What is important is that your page looks clean, nothing is out of place. 197. Keep the information organized. Elements and contents should be arranged and grouped properly. You should make it in a way that your subscribers will find things easily. 198. Use tabs, if possible, or divisions for different topics. This will allow you to separate different topics and/or discussions. It will help keep your contents organized without opening multiple social media accounts. 199. Avoid highfalutin words. Just keep it simple. Research shows that most internet users hate highfalutin words and they prefer a simple content. 200. Make your page easy to find. There are many ways to do this. Using SEO and having plenty of backlinks, for example, will make your page easier to find on the internet. You can hire an internet marketing specialist to do this for you. Conclusion. And this concludes the list of 200 tips for effective social media marketing. But of course, you should not just religiously stick to these rules. Be sensitive to the changes you see and act accordingly. Be aware of the dangers of social media sites. Take note that many lives have been ruined because of Facebook and Twitter. Of course, these sites are not to be blamed. These things happen because of improper use of these social media sites. So if you want to use Facebook, Twitter, and other social media sites to your advantage, you need to master its ways. You can start by learning about the pitfalls and learning how to avoid them.